Blog Talk Radio.
IMTM Worldwide Radio on the air for an impromptu show on July 27th, 2018. Almost finished with the month of July, aren't we? 646-652-4479. So tonight, I decided to do a show about self-confidence. What happens when you don't have self-confidence is the title of the show. When an individual says that they want to do something in life, does it matter if they have confidence in themselves? How does having or not having confidence affect other people around you? Is having confidence natural, or is it something you have to create? Why is it hard for people to find self-confidence? This is a subject I want to discuss, and as this is an impromptu show, hoping a few might call in and give their opinions. So tune in, listen in, call in. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio, Twitter, IMTM Radio. And this show does appear on Google Play Music now, so please share and enjoy. That being said, this is not a scripted show either. This is only going to be about 30 minutes, so we'll see if I can fit everything I wanted to say in it. I'm going to go through some scenarios for you, okay? And again, if you want to call in, do so. I don't know if I'm going to open up the chat room. I'll open it up just in case. So scenario number one, and actually before I go into my scenarios, I'm going to go ahead and do what I want to do in regards to kind of showing who this is pointed to more than anybody.
Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to rise in an all-male run, all-male controlled, all-male executed, all-male domain, all men all the time? Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive, not only survive, but to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you? Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful. And I mean powerful in its true definition, my favorite definition of power.
Yes, I'm pointing this to the ladies specifically, okay, this whole show. Now, scenarios. Let's say you are aspiring to be a model, let's just say. And you've dreamed of it all your young life, and then you get old enough to where you can do things on your own, and then you say that's what you want to do. Right? You say you want to be a model. You want to be a working model. Let's up the ante. You want to be a working model, which by definition means you want to try to get paid for your time, right? Would it make any sense at all to say that you want to be a working model, however, you never take any professional pictures? If you take professional pictures, you don't ever show anybody those professional pictures. And if you do shoot pictures, it takes you 3, 4, or 5 years to shoot new ones. You never submit yourself for an opportunity. You never find help to find somebody to help you submit to an opportunity. You never attend an audition. You never self-promote yourself. What do you think are the odds of you being successful if you don't just do those few things right there? And I didn't even name everything, okay? Scenario number two, you say you want to be an aspiring actress. You want to be a working actress, eventually getting paid for your time, but you never get a headshot. You never take any acting classes. Again, you never submit yourself to any opportunities or find someone to help you submit to opportunities. Oh, let me back up one with the working model. You find somebody to help you do some of those things like submitting you to opportunities and things of that nature, but you never listen to them. Working actors, you never listen to that person who you find to help you do some of the stuff that you need to get help doing. You never do a monologue, and if you do, you never update it. You never get a video monologue, and if you do, you never update it. You never do it. And if you do it, you do it one time, and if whatever you come up with doesn't work, you never do anything else after that. Do you really feel that you're going to be very successful doing it like that? Third scenario, you want to be an artist. You want to be a working artist. You want to get paid to perform, but you never actually sing. You never are on camera singing. You've never performed before. You're not really trying to. You don't have any professional images or any promo for yourself, and you never self-promote yourself on your social media either. You never do any networking. You don't do any of those things. Do you really think you're going to be successful? Now, a person might ask, well, Chris, why wouldn't a person do all of those things? 479, by the way. Well, a lot of that comes down to self-confidence. Most people, when they say they want to do something, are not all that confident about doing it. And it's not even about the failing. It's about the success part of it. What if they are successful in it? Their self-confidence is nowhere near where it would need to be to do things on a regular enough basis, and they always come up with excuses of why they're not doing it, and then always have to apologize to those people who do sacrifice their time and lives to help them. But because of self-confidence and lacking of it, not having self-confidence, they lack it, they're virtually depending on someone else to do everything for them. And it never works out good when you have it like that. Never. Because that person can't do what you do. If you're a singer and you have the voice, that other person, other persons, plural, can't help you that much if you're just not going to sing. Can they? I mean, Milli Vanilli did lip sync back in the day. If you're an actress, if you're not willing to get in front of the camera, no one can help you. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter if they're in the industry. If you're not really willing to work, and it's because you lack self-confidence in yourself, there is no success. It doesn't matter if you knew Denzel Washington. It doesn't matter if they put you in a movie. You're going to get recast because they're going to be able to tell right off you either didn't prepare, you had an excuse why you didn't prepare as well as you should have, right? Or you don't think you're the best person for the part. That's the main reason people don't get picked for stuff. Modeling, same thing. I'm never in shape enough. You're not confident. I don't want to show my pictures that I took. I don't think these are the best pictures. And then you say that, and then you never take any other pictures. The pictures that you have are unsatisfactory to you. You only have really one decision to make, do you? Take more pictures. There's a lot of people right now on websites with profiles on them that have not taken a picture and added it to that profile since 2009. And it's 2018, about to be 2019. That's 10, 11 years. That's a decade. I don't care if black don't crack, if you happen to be black. You age a little bit. You don't look the same. You can't represent the same person that you did 10 years ago and call yourself a working model, actress, whatever, right? So what brings about the lack of self-confidence then? Because if that's the hindrance, can anything be changed? Because, again, one of the aspects of having confidence and then saying you're going to pursue a goal is that once you start involving other people, they're depending on you to do something. And depending on how deep they are with you with your goal, they're depending on you a lot. You see what I'm saying? If you're a model and you convince somebody to help you with hair and makeup all the time, and then you don't wake up out of the bed in the morning on time, or you don't show up to the location, but the other two people showed up, they were depending on you, but because you figured out a way to get an excuse to where you don't show up, you see, that's just on the very simplistic surface of it all. When you are a talent and other people are involved, they're all depending on you. All kind of different levels go into that. If you happen to find somebody that's willing to work alongside you and do things in your behalf, and you never listen to them because you lack self-confidence, what are you really doing at a certain point? You're wasting time is what you're doing. I'm going to answer the question. You're wasting a lot of time, unfortunately. And time is life, so you're really wasting people's lives because you have made a decision. Because confidence at a certain point is a decision. Because you either want to do it or you don't. There is no real middle ground. There's apprehension. There's hesitation, right? There's uneasiness. But at a certain point, you got to be able to get over that and come up with some kind of confidence level to say, okay, I'm going to finish what I start. Because otherwise, it'll never work. And how can you prove that? You look at a person's resume and look at what they've done over a period of time. That's the only thing, that's the only gauge that really matters. What have you done? Because if you do look a certain way, or you can sing, or you do have these other inherent skills or whatnot, and at a certain point you don't ever do anything with them, that basically means you just didn't want to do it. Right? I'm a very logical person. And this is why I want to do this show. I'm going to do another one. I'm probably going to do a video on it too. But I need to put this on the air for everybody to be able to hear it all over the world. Shout out, by the way, to the people who listen to me. And let me see if I can remember all these countries now. So, of course, United States of America, Canada, Brazil, Spain, South Africa, Malaysia, England. I got people in Ukraine and Russia listening to me too. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, shout out to y'all. Oh man, what are some of the other ones? I can't remember all of them. I tried to. But shout out to everybody who's listening. But this is applicable to anybody, really. But I really want to point it to the ladies because, you know, with everything going on, Me Too movement and stuff like that, you know, there's still a lot of women who are not really either pushing themselves or being pushed to go forward for things that they say that they want to do. Again, it has to be a little bit personal. And most of it, the root issue is lack of confidence, lack of will, willpower. And it's a shame because there's a lot of talented people out there who could be doing more, but they just won't. And what happens is usually they go back and there's one period of time where they're really active, and then all of a sudden there's a dead period and they vanish off the face of the earth. And then they come back and they're strong again, and then they disappear off the face of the earth. How many times can you cry wolf before the people that are around you that are trying to help you don't believe in you anymore? See, some people are just really, really, really nice. But you got to remember, when you're trying to say that you're going to be a working model, actress, musician, whatever, there is business behind that. You see what I'm saying? And you can only take someone so far before they lose interest or confidence in you or belief in you. You can't keep saying, you know, don't ever lose faith in me or belief in me, but you don't have it in yourself. And then you kind of slap people in the face with it by not doing anything, never listening to them. If they do try to encourage you, you ignore it. How is that reasonable to expect that people who really want to see you do well, you never listen to them, and then you kind of just make it just blatant that you just don't even really care because you never listen to anything that they do? Can you imagine how frustrating that is? Now, again, the other part of this is that another person has to care. The person who says that they have the talent has to care about other people. And unfortunately, that's not prevalent out there in the world today. Most people are very selfish. And it's selfish to drag people along when you know you don't have no self-confidence, you know you really don't want to do anything, but people are convinced that you should do and can do something, and you lead them on. That's just bad. You know, there's no real eloquent way to say it. It's just bad. 646-652-4479. So, again, I wanted to come on the air. I know this is last minute. It's Friday. This ain't the typical time I would even try to do a show, of course, just because it's Friday. Everybody out doing party, 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 whatever. I took some pictures of the moon. It's red. People are out there probably going crazy and stuff. I'm inside. I'm safe, you know. But I said, let me take some pictures of the moon just in case. I want to see if I can get some good ones. I posted one up on my Instagram, IMTM Worldwide. Well, no, my personal one, IMTM1, if you want to check it out. I'll post some later. But I wanted to see if I can get a couple of people to call in. Because here's the deal. I've had some amazing women over the last few weeks on my station, on my Women in Business show. And over the last few weeks, I've had people from all kind of different backgrounds, races, age ranges, circumstances. All of them are women, and all of them being successful because they put their foot down and said, I want to do it. You see what I'm saying? I've had, you know, just all kinds of different people. Most recently, I had, you know, shoe designers who walked in New York Fashion Week, and entertainment lawyers, and Olympic gold medalists, and those in the food industry, and I've had some models on the show, actresses, successful ones, clothing designers, estheticians, all kinds of different women who say, I need to do what I need to do to get to where I want to be, and that's it. There is no alternative. Some of them have kids. You know, a lot of women, unfortunately, use their kids as a crutch or an excuse. And that's sad. You should use your kids as the best reason to accomplish your goals, you would think, but too many use them as an excuse of why they can't get to where they are. You know, and that's sad. It's really sad. And so the reason I came on is because I wanted to bring this subject up because it matters. Because all the women that I've had on my show over the last couple of weeks, I did three shows on my station about it. And all of them were basically saying the same thing. At the point where you decide what you want to do, you have to try to do it. Kind of the easy part. You have to try to do it, whatever it is, right? With the goal of trying to finish what you start. You have to educate yourself. Google teaches you a lot if you just decide to read. You got YouTube videos. You got all kinds of stuff out there that will help you. But then you have experts in different fields that you can pull upon. And if you can get lucky and get someone like that, great, use them though. Because to ignore them kind of says you're not trying to be as successful as other people who you're competing against. You have to promote yourself. To not tell any, I've used this analogy so many times, it's really just sad. If you're the most beautiful woman on the planet Earth, but nobody knows, does it matter? It is no. Nobody cares that there's quadruple billion, drillion, zillion, I'm making up numbers, beautiful women out there, and all of them are different. If no one knows why you're different, they're not going to pick you. They're going to pick somebody else that can tell them why they're different. Why should they put you in the magazine or the commercial or the film or on stage? If you can't give them that reason, why should they pick you? There is no reason. And if they pick you once, there is no reason to pick you again. There just isn't. Because you didn't give them anything the first time around. You just basically got lucky. You can't sustain luck. Sorry, just can't do it. The odds are not in your favor. Hunger Games, 646-652-4479. I'm going to try to stay on another 10 minutes. Those are important aspects of moving forward with the goal. But again, it does start with you having confidence in yourself. If confidence is an issue, you got to figure out what to do to gain self-confidence. First of all, it goes back into, is the goal that you set for yourself, is it the one that you want? I had some ladies tell me the initial goal that they had wasn't working out, and they had to change up in midstream, and they did that. They made a decision. See, a lot of this is choice. And I've always said choice is very powerful. At a certain point, you got to make a decision. See, there are some people who don't like making decisions for themselves. That's a problem. Because if it's that much of a problem, you need somebody who will work with you on that. And if you do find someone, guess what? You got to listen to them. To just ignore them and just make it out like they're not trying to help you, but just because you won't listen, you won't follow no directions, you don't make any contact with them, that's not no one else's fault but yours. If you got people who are willing to work with you and you have their contact information and you refuse to contact them, that is your fault. Nobody else's. Because you're the one in control. You're the person. You're the talent. They should no one should ever have to chase you down. Your whole goal is to make people work for you in your behalf. That can't happen if you're not making the push, because people are going to assume you ain't really trying to do anything. That's just natural. And they're going to concentrate on other people that are. You see what I'm saying? I had a young lady just get her first movie. I've been working with her since approximately May something or another. I don't know the date. And when I first met her, it was, I'll give you the story, but I'm not going to give you her name. So I went to this film industry event. What's my time? Okay. So I went to this film industry event with some other people, right, in April. And in midst of posting pictures from that event, I had someone hit me up on Instagram about it. And they saw my page, and they saw that I had went there. And then I went to their page, and I saw that they had went there. And I was like, oh, wow, we just missed each other. That person actually lived in Florida. Now, this person had came all the way up from Florida to Atlanta for this one event. It was their first event like that. It was their first time coming to Atlanta, I believe. They had put it on their calendar forever and ago that they were going to go to that event. This is someone who was an aspiring model, an aspiring screenwriter, okay? Hopefully I can get this whole story out before my time runs out. So after contacting her, well, she contacted me on the basis of she saw my page and she was wanting to know whether or not I'd be able to help her or not. And she said that she was planning on moving to Atlanta, right? And I said, well, if you end up in Atlanta, we'll talk then and we'll go from there. Well, a couple of weeks later, she ended up in Atlanta, and we met, and we talked, and we discussed. She told me she actually showed me some of her screenwriting. She told me that she has not done anything seriously yet. She wants to model. She wants to act. She's never done anything at all except for taking some pictures, and that's about it. And I said, okay, well, look, I'm not currently working with anybody in Atlanta, so I'll decide to work with you in this case. And we'll see what happens, right? Over the next few weeks after that, I set up a shoot with her. I did a photo shoot of her, put stuff together for her, and started submitting her to things. But a little bit after that, she almost ended up not being in Atlanta because certain people in her immediate circle had decided that it was too hard to stay up there in Atlanta, and they were going to leave and go back to Florida. Okay? This person, this individual, this young lady had made a huge sacrifice to move up to Atlanta specifically to pursue her dream. Left job, home, everything. And the people she came up with had made a decision she didn't know about it until, like, you know, they were going to leave basically. So she hit me up. She was very distraught. And I said, have you talked to them yet? She was like, no, you need to sit down and have an all-out discussion about this. Because he's not been up here long enough to make a decision about how hard or easy it is getting jobs and all this kind of stuff. If you hadn't really tried, you hadn't really tried. You've barely been up here 2 weeks, you know. So she went back and talked to them, and then she hit me back. She said, yeah, we're going to stay, da, 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 da. I said, okay, cool. Now you can kind of move forward, because she was really messed up about it, right? So over the next month, she, you know, started looking for employment to try to, you know, solidify stuff for her and things of that nature. Then going into the next month, she started doing a little bit more networking and meeting more people. We went to an event together, did a radio interview together and whatnot. And then just in the last couple of weeks, she started getting hit. She started getting asked to actually go to auditions. Now, in between now, she's been on set a few times. She's been gotten some extra work on some featured extra work, actually, which is pretty good on certain shows and whatnot. But in the last couple of weeks, she's been asked, a week and a half ago, she went to her first in-person audition. It was off a submission I did for her. And she was so excited because that was her first. She had never done it before, you know. And she had a callback. And after the callback, she got the part. It was a supporting role. It's like a four-week project, well, 4.5 weeks, two different states. You know, it's a film, you know, and it's her first one. So in about 2.5 months of being in Atlanta, having self-confidence in herself, making herself known as a possible candidate, and listening to stuff that I was telling her to do, she got her first role. This Sunday, she has another audition. You see what I'm saying? And she'll probably have more in the future. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing happens overnight. Nothing happens every day. But if you make the push and have some confidence in yourself, something by accident might happen. And that's how you always have to look at it. And in her case, she's reaping the benefits. She doesn't know where things are going to go, but she knows she doesn't want to go back to where she was. And that's how her mindset is. She wants to do this. She wants to be a working actress where all she does is act. There's a lot of work that goes into putting herself in that position to do that, but she's willing to do it, obviously. And that's my point. You either want to do it and you're for real about it, or you're just going to kind of just be that person that, you know, is going to just hook up with that rapper and hope things go well for a long time. Right? That celebrity that's out there living in another city, he's going to, you know, you'll just rather just go out and just move wherever they at and just hope it works out and hope you don't get stuck somewhere. Is that what you're trying to do? See, that's lack of confidence in yourself, putting yourself in that kind of position. So in these last couple of minutes, again, I'm going to try to do this show again on a day where I plan it out a little bit more and promote it, of course. But I'm hoping people listen to it because this show is going to be there. It ain't going nowhere. So please, if you know someone where this will help them a little bit, give it to them. Send them the link. Send them the page. Tell them to go to Google Play Music. Okay? I will do another show of this nature. I will do a YouTube video on this as well in detail, or as much detail as I can. But hopefully this 30 minutes will help a few people kind of get off the snot and just say, you know what, I'm messing up, you know, and I do need to have more self-confidence in myself, you know, because it's just worth it to have it. Or I need to make a decision and maybe what I want to do is not really that important to me and I need to quit wasting time. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you're wasting time as long as you admit it and stop wasting the time. And the time is up. But if you do have self-confidence, utilize your skills and abilities and your talent and do something with it. You just got to do that. You got to at least try. Until everybody on the planet Earth tells you you can't do it, you might be able to do it. You might mess around by accident and do it. But you have to at least make the effort. So hopefully this helps at least one person out there. I will be on the air again next week, so stand by for that. Again, please, if you're not following me, IMTM Worldwide Radio on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide on Instagram, IMTM Radio on Twitter. Please go to my website every now and again, www.imtmworldwide.com. Check me out. Till then, I will talk to y'all later. Peace.